China's economy, why should you and I care? Well, it is now a big engine of the world economy, and Chinese consumers, well, they buy a lot of American stuff. This past quarter, China's GDP grew strongly, 5.3%. But there are howevers that matter a lot to American jobs and prices. Let's talk about it with Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Hello, Scott.
So can I vent for a second? You know, for
Please.
Years, Robin, I've been telling people China is way more than exports. It has consumers at home. It has bulldozers that build subways and bridges. It has entrepreneurial social media companies. But are we back to the future, Robin? China again relying on exports?
This is the problem. It's been the codependency. Manufacturing and exporting makes or breaks China. And for years, you know, in the 25 years nearly since they ascended to the World Trade Organization and have taken millions and millions, tens of millions of people out of poverty and into a lower middle class, that's still on the back of labor-intensive manufacturing. There's been this fabled shift to consumer spending and self-determination to get the standard of living and quality of living and China on its own two feet. And that has not materialized really, truly, in the 25 years since.
The Chinese consumer, right, not doing well from this data. It's not good for young people in China who are struggling to find jobs, huge unemployment rate for young adults. But it's also bad for, say, American exports, right? I mean, nuts from California, machines from Michigan, chicken feet from Virginia, all of those things.
All of those things are important. I mean, if you want a, you know, a pork market, for example, in China, which is voracious and tracks the consumer pretty closely, or you look at KFC in Shanghai or Beijing, these things look for soya bean exports or things from the grain belt in the United States. And the Chinese consumer is struggling right now. I think a lot of that is a negative wealth effect from the real estate bust and these banks. We don't know where the public sector ends and the private sector begins. So people are just holding on to their money. We saw that the growth really in first quarter investment mostly came from state-owned companies. They spent about 8% more than a year ago. Investment in the private sector increased by less than a point. And foreign companies, they've taken investment down by 10% in the first quarter of the year. So it shows you how imbalanced this economy is.
Yeah. And as you say, right, so many Chinese people had their nest egg, their wealth was in owning property. And that sector is not doing well. And that's really affecting their ability to buy things, to spend. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, as you know, she just went to China and she complained that China is overproducing, over-exporting things like solar panels, batteries, electric cars. So over here, I'm guessing on one hand, that might hurt American solar panel jobs, but perhaps good for solar panel buyers, yeah?
I mean, you even look at the level of Temu, where people buying counterfeit sports jerseys online for $30 when they would cost $300 from a
they have showed
ESPN
up at my house
store or something like that. Mm-hmm. Consumers love it, but that dumping hurts U.S. manufacturers. It hurts U.S. companies. When we're talking about critical industries like solar, like electric vehicles, where we're worried right now about BYD versus Tesla, batteries, all of this stuff can really come back to hit you. And China has had to resist the urge to dump, if you will, because that can export a lot of malaise. It doesn't have to absorb the inflation that would be done by overproduction and too much activity in the economy. They could just dump their wares on overseas markets and everybody else has to suffer the consequences.
Yeah. Robin Farzad, host of the show, Public Radio Show, Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks.
My pleasure.